in the temple with her eternal consort, Lord Balaram, or Baladev. And she's standing with folded hands. Generally, we see all the deities, always the consort is sitting directly next to the Prabhu, or to the Lord, Mahaprabhu, whatever. Because Balaram, Lord Balaram, represents the pure principle of service. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he spoke a verse in front of the Rathyatra cart. Naham vipro na cha na pratir na pi vaisho na shudro na ham varnina cha griha bitir. There, Gopi, Bartu, Parakamalayor, Das, Das, Anudas. Most everyone knows this part. Or at least that's the important part. Gopi, Bartu, Parakamalayor, Das, Das, Anudas. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would recite this prayer when he was dancing in front of Jagannath. Because his mood was Radhabhav. So Jagannath is Shamsundar. So he's thinking, I want to be a servant of the servant of the servant. So Balaram is Guru, Guru Tattva. So he's teaching by his own life in all different forms and different expansions. He teaches that his whole existence is based on service, service to Krishna. At every moment, Balaram is thinking how to serve Krishna. So he's in this mood, dasana das. He becomes Ananta Shesh, he becomes Krishna's asana, he becomes Krishna's bed, he becomes Krishna's or Vishnu's Brahman thread. He makes so many forms that he takes in Sandini Shakti expansions to serve Krishna. Then his own consort, his own Shakti, she assumes a very, very unique pose. There are very practically no deities of the Shakti anywhere in India. No deities of Sita, no deities of Radharani, no deities of Parvati or Lakshmi Devi with folded hands like this. It's a very, very unique deity. Because her mood is... This is called Kinkarbhav, or Kinkaribhav. Kinkaribhav means I am a servant. Kinkar, Kinkari, and when you fold your hands, it means when someone has a master, they will come before the master and fold their hands and say, how may I serve you? How may I serve you means Kim Karomi. And this is the teachings of Lord Chaitanya in Shikshastakam. Ai Nanda Tanasha Kinkaram. Ai Nanda Tanuja Kinkaram. Kinkaram. Oh Nanda Nandan, how can I serve you? So in her relationship, in Revati's relationship with Balaram or Baladev, that is her, she's representing this tattva by this particular mudra and this particular posture of this murti, which we'll see after the bhog offering. She's teaching the whole world that everyone should take the humble service position. A humble servant doesn't want any limelight. He doesn't want any popularity. He doesn't want any recognition. You always see Sita sharing the throne. She's always sharing the billing. There's top billing, star and co-star. Brahma is a star and Sita's a co-star. Narayan is a star and Lakshmi's a co-star. Krishna's a star and Radha's a co-star. They're always starring together on the altars in the Singhasan, in the Garbha Griha of the Mandir. But here, we don't find... Oh, there's Balaram by himself. But 5,000 years ago, when Bajranav installed this deity, the same deity, he also installed Revati. She's also 5,000 years, because the Lord is inseparable from his energy. So, but she's teaching us that just always be ready for service, always be looking at your master. Always keep your master's form in your eyes, and always be looking at your master. And always have your hands folded. Folding hands means submission. This mudra of Anjali, this Anjali mudra means submission and prayer. I submit to you. So she's teaching us, yes, we should, like Balaram is always ready to serve Krishna. Lakshman is always ready to serve Ram. Nittai is always ready to serve Gaur. So Revati is always ready to serve Balaram. So her hands are folded. And she's teaching us Kinkarbhav. Kinkarbhav is for the man, and Kinkaribhav is for the lady. Das, 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 anudas. Dasi, dasi, anudasi. We are servants of the servants of the servant. There's a very nice teaching that's being given here by Revati. And we can pray to her that some of this Kinkarbhav can come in our hearts, and we can have this humility to always... In other words, if I stand next to my master, I may miss some indication of his If I'm just nearby my master, I may miss some indication of service. But if I'm standing right opposite my master, any slightest movement of the eyes or face, I can understand what the service is required. So Revati is teaching the topmost principle of service, which is based on Sharanagati Bhav and Dainya Bhav. Sharanagati is surrender and Dainya is humility. So we can pray to Revati when we go around the side and take darshan that she'll bless us with this mood of humility, mood of surrender, and mood of pure service. No recognition. Kamani Kanak Pratishta. Pratishta means recognition. Pratishta. Pratishtata. Desire for excellence, desire for recognition. To get a trophy, to get a reward, to get an award, to get a bonus, to get a perk, to get some promotion. The devotee only wants service, service, and more service. The reward of bhakti is more bhakti. And the reward of more bhakti is more bhakti. And the reward of more bhakti is most bhakti. That's all. We don't want any pay. We don't want any promotion. We don't want any mahaprasad, special mahaprasadam. We just want to serve. And this is the whole spiritual world is based on one desire. The entire spiritual world is based on only one desire. And this whole material world is based on unlimited desires. There's ananta icha. There's unlimited desires in this material world. But the entire spiritual world is based on one desire. Ekale Ishvara Krishna. Ekale Ishvara icha. Ekale Ishvara Krishna arasavya britya. The one desire which the whole spiritual world revolves about. Everyone only desires, Krishna, how may I serve you?